You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
Unfortunately, I've never been a fix-it-yourself kind of guy. It wasn't instilled as me a kid, and to this day, it's still not the case. I usually call my wife when it comes to fixing. I know it's the worst sentence I've ever heard. I am ashamed of it.
I'm going to have to take you under my wing and teach you to fix stuff, man.
Please do. She actually, when it comes to her car, she even tries to fix it herself before we take it to a place. I've seen her do it a million times.
I mean, if she can do it, God bless her, because cars are hard to work on.
And you go to these places and they say that you need this much, but really you need this much. And
finding an honest mechanic, man, I'm telling you. Like, I went to Spring Hill Automotive and I told him what I thought the problem was. And he like called me back later and he's like, oh, it's only $39. It was this. I fixed it for you. I'm like, what?
Nice.
You could have taken me for $400. You're amazing.
You.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had any problem believing that. So, yeah, that's a big deal. So if she can do this stuff, man, good on her.
And there was a list that was actually made of car repairs that we can actually do ourselves instead of taking it to that sketchy mechanic.
Okay.
So the first one is installing new windshield wipers.
Okay, now this is one when you go to get your oil changed. I was like, want those windshield wipers changed? And it's one of those things that it's usually like $18 or $20. You can get the wipers for, you know, $15, or, you know, it's sometimes it's worth it. If it's not like $40, sometimes it's worth it, because you'll spend an hour trying to go, how do I get this unclipped again? And you do it like once a year, so you always forget. Always forget how to do it, how they unclip.
I don't think I've actually replaced my windshield wipers in 2 years.
Yeah,
I should probably do that.
Yeah, I'd like to see you try, actually.
I'll have my wife do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably better.
Installing a new battery. I have seen my wife do that. She like, it is?
Oh, super easy.
Oh.
Crescent wrench.
It always looks... Oh, okay.
No, crescent wrench. You unbolt two things, put the new battery in, stick them down, crank them down. Easiest thing. I can show you how to do that.
This is the one thing that I have done. If I had to do it again, I would watch a YouTube video. And I know you can do YouTube for anything.
YouTube's the best.
Changing a tire.
You've never changed a tire?
No, that's the one thing I have done.
Oh, okay. I was about to. I was like, okay, we're going outside right now. We're changing a tire,
son. Stop the show. Let's go.
I know. So, yeah, YouTube is great for learning stuff. They've made cars so hard to work on, like changing an alternator. That's what I was going to try to do in my car. I couldn't. They're like, you need to jack the engine up in this car. I'm like, nope. But, like, tires and maintenance stuff, absolutely. Yep. You should do that stuff yourself, because they charge you way too much at the dealerships and stuff like that. So, there you go. There you go. That's going to do it for your news. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And there are times where you need to speak up for yourself. And then there are times you let that go. And you're like, I wish I had said something. And this happened to me at the dentist the other day. I love my dentist. Great. And the room was cold. And I was in the chair, and I'm a little, I hate getting shots in my mouth like everybody. So you're like, oh, and I think that's making me colder nerves. And so I'm there, and I know they have blankets there because it's cold. And I wanted a blanket so bad because it was so cold, but it's like a billion degrees outside. And so I'm like, I didn't want to look weak or scared, so I didn't ask for a blanket.
And I think that's fair, and you're a man.
Absolutely. Thank
I think
you.
If you were, I think any woman would have easily
asked for a blanket.
Always ask for a blanket.
Oh, yeah. My wife will ask for a blanket at a restaurant. Like, wait, what, they don't have them here, honey. She's like, they should be able to get one.
Do you have thicker napkins?
Yes. So I didn't ask for it. I was kind of bummed that I didn't, because then I spent the rest of the time cold. And I know they would have given me one and not thought about it, but I didn't want them to think like I needed it like a security blanket.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I didn't want to look weak, you know, because I wasn't scared. But I was cold, and so I didn't ask. So anyway, I felt like it was one of those things. I'm like, I should have just asked for what I wanted. And so that's what I'm curious about. Has there ever been something that you really wanted, but you didn't ask for? And you don't even, maybe you don't even know why, but you were kicking yourself afterwards, okay? Because I know I'm not the only one that has done something like this. So 855-855-855. 33 Way FM. If you put that number in your phone in your favorites, you can get right through, because sometimes phones get a little backed up here on the show. But we love talking to you. And so what is that thing that you wanted but you did not ask for? And then what makes it worse is when someone else asks for it, and you're like,
sure.
I was going to do that. You got the last blanket. And then you get mad at them. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take yours now. So what's yours?
I work in a dental office, and because of COVID, they may not be handing out blankets anymore.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh, yeah, because my daughter worked at a clothing store, and after people tried stuff on, they used to have to take it back and steam it. And so, yeah, they might not have even had them.
Yes, because I know we used to have blankets and pillows at my office, and we've gotten rid of everything.
Really? You know what? I guess in a pinch, you could ask for that giant lead vest that they put on you when they take your x-rays, because that thing's pretty warm, too.
It is. You're right.
Well, hey, Kathy, I appreciate the help today. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. What is a time, Juan, for you that there was something you wanted and you didn't speak up?
A few months ago, I went in to get laser eye surgery because I was just tired of wearing glasses. And my people had told me, like, before the surgery, you could ask for some Valium in order to calm your nerves and just be okay when you get into the room. Now, nobody offered it to me. Room, like, right about to go in, I asked the person next to me, like, hey, did they offer you any Valium? And the lady goes, no, I just asked for it. But I'm like, okay, I think I will. I walked around. I tried to find somebody who I could ask, but there was nobody around, so I just decided to go in without it, and it was absolutely nerve-wracking.
Oh, really? Okay, I get that.
The bad news is I'm probably going to have to get it redone on my right eye, so I learned my lesson. I will definitely be asking for the value.
What was the most nerve-wracking part about the LASIK surgery that made you, like, the most anxious?
I mean, you're only in there for 15 minutes, but the whole thing, really. I mean, after you're laying down on the table moves to, like, put your head under this machine. And I guess the worst part would be, like, they put the machine on top of your eye, like this lens thing, the suction lens to keep your eye open and keep it facing the right way. Oh. But that was the worst. And then you hear the laser going, you smell it. Oh, no.
Oh, so that sounds medieval, man. That sounds like a torture device. No, thank you. I'm out. Well, I hope your next one works out for you and you get it all 100%. And enjoy the Valium, you know, because I would definitely take it before I went in after knowing this now. Well, Juan, I hope you have a great day, brother. Thanks.
You too. Thank you for letting me be part of the show.
Oh, we love it, man. You're the best. Have a good day.
You too.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and every Friday we go back in time, but we don't go alone. You take us there. You help us travel back in time musically to a song that you want to hear, and all you have to do is tell us why you want to hear it. Why does that song mean something to you? Because that's the great thing about Christian music, is even though you play some things that are a little older and might sound a little dated, I miss the ladies of Barlow. We had them on. This whole thing sparked a conversation about where are they now, and apparently they're working on some new music, which is kind of cool. Love so, I that'd be awesome. And, you know, you get to call the shots. That's what I love. And so the thing about Christian music is, regardless of the era that might sound dated, the message is timeless, and that's what makes it a lot of fun. So tell us your story and what song you have to hear, regardless of what it is. The older the better sometimes is fun, and we will play it. That's how it works. And so you could have yours in by going to wayfm.com/Wally. That's wayfm.com/Wally. And submit your Flashback Friday today for this week.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad. But that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop. stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
So Michael Phelps years ago kind of made swimming cool again, like to where people started watching it during the Olympics and stuff. And so, like, I'm more mindful of swimmer stories now than ever before. And there's this Olympic swimmer, Elizabeth Beasel, who is on a mission to complete a swim that's not just historic, but also, like, close to her heart. So she is a two-time Olympic medalist, and she is going to swim, not in a pool, but from Rhode Island to Block Island in honor of her late father, okay? Wow. The swim is only 12 miles.
Only?
But it's, well, I say that. I mean, but if you're a swimmer, that doesn't seem like a lot. But it's in the open Atlantic. And I just would have thought that somebody over the course of time would have swam this, because swimmers are always trying to break these kind of records, but nobody's done it, and this is like 50 times longer than she normally swims. And so she grew up in Rhode Island, and she dreamed of this swim since she was a little girl. She said, no woman has ever done it before, which is kind of crazy to me. Even when I was little, I was like, that'd be cool if I was the first girl to do it. So some 20 years later, here we are, and no woman has done it yet. And she's going to attempt to break that record, which I think is really cool. But she started talking about this. This is kind of the cool part of the story. She started talking about this with her dad as a way for him to cope with his diagnosis of cancer. Like, and she wanted to, you know, make him part of it and raise money for this and kind of help him as he fought his battle. And they raised like $100,000,
nice,
which is great to go to people that are struggling with pancreatic cancer. But sadly, her dad's not going to be here to see her do this. He died in July after his battle. But she says, you know, the one thing I want to say about him is that he never complained once. That's a great legacy, man. The man was fighting a deadly cancer. He was positive up till the very last day. And it's just a testament to who he was as a human being and who I hope to be like one day.
I think it's really cool. I feel like a lot of parents do a really good job of not complaining to their kids.
Yeah.
And so in my mind, my dad's just the perfect guy and he's the strongest man. I never saw him come home at 6 p.m. after a work day exhausted. He was always just there to play with me and to be a great dad. And that's really cool that she was able to use, you know, that gift to, you know, honor her dad. That's
so there you go. That's going to happen. So she's going to make history and make some memories for sure that will help her kind of through her loss as well. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little hashtag your weekend here where you give us a creative hashtag and we'll try to guess what went down. Good or bad, whatever happened, we'll try to figure it out. We'll do a little test here. Gavin, give me your hashtag.
Hashtag car trash.
Okay, now I know that you were going on a trip to Louisiana with your wife, and I'm assuming that you were driving and you stopped at the gas station to get gas station food, which you have to do.
Absolutely.
On any road trip. And you discovered on this long trip that your wife just trashed your car. Just like no respect. She's dumping Cheetos in there, sodas, and just everything. And just, it's just like, I'm not cleaning it up.
That's funny.
So car trashed.
That is not what happened. Okay. She actually is the one who grabs the bag to create the little mini trash bag can in the car.
Good on her.
I'm the slob.
Okay. My wife does the same thing. Like any bag that we've eaten becomes a trash bag. And thank the Lord for it. All right. So hashtag your weekend. What was car trash?
So what happened was we were staying in this townhome area and there wasn't a lot of parking in her brother and sister-in-law's area. And so we had to park across from their house in front of another person's house. That person comes out there like, hey, that's where my sister parks her car. You can't park there. It's first come, first serve.
And it's, it's public parking. Yeah. It's not reserved, right?
They say they'll call the cops on us.
Oh, and I know you don't like conflict.
No, that's super petty. Her brother, my wife's brother, says, I'll call them right now. We'll figure this out. They said, oh, no, and they go back in. And so this whole weekend, you're right. I'm not a confrontational person.
You would have moved, wouldn't you?
I'm nervous this whole weekend because of this.
And it's your car. Like, if someone does something to your car, it's your car. Your brother-in-law is spouting off.
Just let me park, two blocks down. I don't care.
Yeah, they're not going to key his car.
No. And so yesterday morning when we're leaving, we left really early. It's like 6:40 in the morning. I go out, and I see two full trash bags on the back of my car. And I see a crab leg just, falling out on it. And then, it's just...
Oh, that's awesome.
Everywhere.
So those people put trash bags on your car.
Yeah, and I go to get it.
Where do you put them when you took them off your car?
I personally put them next to their trash can because it was trash day.
You're a good man.
My wife, though, was fantastic. Her gut reaction was, put that in her driveway. I don't care.
Yeah. Open those bags up and run them down their lawn. Oh, yeah. Your wife is more like me. Yeah. But you're the good person because you just put them by the trash.
But I haven't let go of it yet.
Well, you shouldn't. That was next level. All right. So what is your hashtag? Again, make it creative. Let us have a chance to try to guess at what it might possibly be. Have a little fun with us here. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Gavin, somebody texted you one?
Yeah, Steven texted in. His hashtag was hashtag hook and cook.
I think I know this one, hook and cook. My family is a big fan of doing themed dinners.
Ooh,
nice. Like we would, growing up, my mom used to do this. We'd have themed dinners from around the world and stuff like that. And so I think that this is a Disney themed dinner where they dressed as Captain Hook, the dad.
Nice.
And then they did food that would be seafood, cooking seafood, making shrimp or alligator because that crocodile chased Captain Hook. So that would be my guess.
Alligator actually is not as bad as I would have ever thought because
I've
had that before.
You liked it? I did not care for it.
I thought it tasted a little bit like chicken.
Yeah, ish. All right.
So that wasn't it, but that is a good idea. This was actually his Steven's son, Jet, caught his first fish.
Oh, it's a good day.
9 pounds.
Except not for that fish.
This is a picture. I'll show you.
Oh, he texted a picture.
It's a big fish.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a man. That's as big as him.
It's a huge fish, and they actually took it to a restaurant after the fact, and the restaurant prepared it for the whole family, and this 9-pound fish fed a family of five.
That's loaves and fishes type stuff, man. That's amazing. Boy, that's kind of cool. Again, a great story for everybody but that fish.
Oh, yeah.
The fish did not have a good day.
R.I.P.
But, boy, the family did. That's kind of cool. I've never been to a place that's bring your own fish and we'll make it for you.
It makes sense for fish. I feel like you couldn't bring your own
cow.
Pig. Yeah.
What do you got?
Hashtag 13acre123.
13acre123. I am going to say that you are a farmer and you plow 13 acres and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3 because you got a brand new tractor.
No.
Gavin.
I think you have 13 acres of land, which is a perfect size for testing explosives.
Okay.
And then you just counted 1, 2, 3, kabloom, blew up some old furniture or something like that.
I like where you're going with that. Was that it?
That's a close. Close. There was counting in 13 acres of land. No, I went to a 13-acre flea market in Greenville, Kentucky, and then later that night, refereed for a wrestling show counting 1, 2, 3.
No way. Okay. Now, let me ask you this. You refereed wrestling. Was it backyard crazy wrestling where people are jumping off their roof onto tables, or was it sanctioned?
No, I don't do that anymore. it was sanctioned. Professional wrestling and all that. It's a lot of fun.
Now, sometimes referees get drug into the professional wrestling drama. Have you ever been knocked out?
Allegedly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fake knockdown. I've never met a professional wrestling referee. I think that's kind of cool.
It's a lot of fun. I love to get interactive. I love interacting with the fans and with the wrestlers, and it's a lot of great people. It's a lot of fun.
Well, dude, that's an amazing story, and you definitely stumped us, so you're winning a prize today.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You guys rock.
Monday School is a chance for Wally to share what he learned at church and prove that he went.
Alexander Hamilton,
Alexander Hamilton,
you're waiting in the wings for you,
waiting in the
This is the Wally Show, and no, we didn't do a study on Alexander Hamilton per se. This is music from Alexander Hamilton, the music Hamilton, and it's such a great example of how powerful story is, because Alexander Hamilton was one of our founding fathers who no one really knew or cared about until Lin-Manuel Miranda told his story musically, and all of a sudden you're like, I know everything about this guy. In the first song, the first song in this thing lays out the entire plot of the musical. You could listen to the first song, get it all, and stop if you wanted to. But it gets everybody on the same page, and that's the importance of story. And Jesus was the king of storytelling, because a good story grabs people's interest, and it makes tough concepts easier to understand. And did you know that we are all actually called to share our story with people? And I know that can be daunting, especially if you're an introvert. But in 1 Peter, it says, always be ready to give people a reason for the hope that you have with gentleness and respect. Oh. I think that's the part some people miss. You know, they're like, they take that other verse, you will be hated, you know, because the world hated me. And they get on the street with bullhorns and yell at people. And I don't think that's at all what Jesus was talking about, you know. Gentleness and respect is really important here. But I know it can be daunting to share your faith. But you don't have to have all the answers. That's the key that our pastor was talking about. Because if they ask me, like, what if they ask me about dinosaurs? You know, like, I don't know how they fit in. I'm not 100% sure. Like, I get that hesitancy. But the key to sharing your faith is just sharing your story. Because no one can argue with your story of how Jesus changed you. My life was a mess. I was on the brink of divorce, but God changed my heart. I was consumed by drugs, but God changed me. My goal was to be wealthy, and Jesus showed me the true meaning of life. Your story has the power to change a life when it inspires somebody to seek out Jesus. And I know too many times we think of sharing our faith about delivering this mini sermon, but it's really not that. It's about listening to the people around us. And when we hear people say things like, I'm overwhelmed, I don't get this world, I'm empty, I'm lost, and you hear these things, those are cues to tell people about Jesus. And again, it's as easy as just sharing your story of how Jesus made a difference in your life. And it starts that conversation from there. And who knows what happens? That's where God calls us to share our story. And then he kind of runs with it from there, you know? And so that's going to do it for your Monday School for today. I love magic tricks, but I can never figure them out. And magicians, they are a really tight-lipped bunch who will never divulge their secrets. Hey, it's Wally, and right now, it's a magical time to refinance your home. Not unicorns and rainbows kind of magic, but super impressive, I did not see that coming magic. For example, I talked to my guy, Ryan, who's the founder of United Faith Mortgage, about refinancing my home. And get this, he showed me how I could pull equity out of my house and still have my mortgage go down. Ta-da! Interest rates are so low right now that for many people, this makes more sense than buying, especially if you live in a super competitive housing market. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who will take the mystery out of the process. Most places are good at making your money disappear, but abracadabra, United Faith Mortgage works their magic. Ta-da! United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So I was born in 1995.
Oh, man. That's only 3 years before my daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
She was born in 98. Wow, that's crazy.
And my childhood was based on a lot of popular things from the 90s. My wife and I actually still own VHS tapes, which are, like, basically unusable because our VHS tape player is broken, and I don't know other people that still have them.
Goodwill. Like Goodwill and flea markets, you can still find VHS players. So if you need to live that nostalgia, that's where you go.
Yeah, we still have like 100. They're just displayed proudly in our home. And somebody made this list of things from the 90s that people, because the 90s are trending right now apparently on social media, so they're talking about all the things they're reminiscing about. VHS tapes were one of them. Nokia cell phones.
Yes.
The original Android, I would say.
Yeah, I had a Nokia, like, it was one of the first cell phones that came out. And they had the StarTAC, the little tiny one that flipped was cool, but the Nokia was, like, a good phone back
indestructible.
Yeah.
And people are thinking about the music groups like the Spice Girls, Britney Spears, and NSYNC.
Oh, come on now. I know that I can't take no more. It ain't no That's lie. True. I forget this was the 90s. And I was an adult. You out that door, baby. Bye, bye, bye. But I didn't hate that.
No, I didn't either.
I'm not going to lie.
They mentioned a few movies like Romeo and Juliet, Clueless, and Titanic.
Oh, of course. That was huge.
And then they talk about TV shows like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Saved by the Bell. And then this is the number one thing that people remember about the 90s, and it's still so popular today, is Friends, the TV show.
Oh, no way. Well, that makes sense. Here's what's funny. I'm looking at you. Look at your shirt.
Oh, I'm wearing a Friends shirt.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, like that's so crazy. Like you as a 90s baby are still wearing a Friends shirt today.
Yeah.
Completely unrelated to this story. Oh, yeah. You just had to rock a Friends shirt.
I know this was a show that my parents watched a lot of. I only watched it for the first time when I went to college, probably back in 2015.
Yeah, like on Hulu or something. Yeah, like you're catching up.
Yeah, and now this is probably my most worn shirt.
You're living
it. I always love it.
I'm trying to remember what I remember from the 90s. I was stuck in a world of boy bands because I was working at Radio Disney as an adult, and it was just, we talked to every boy band, every girl band, and it was just a constant stream of changing of the guard of them.
What was your hair and fashion style?
I still had really super long hair.
Nice.
Like, I was still living the rock life, and so, yeah, rock fingers all day long, and so that was hard, too. Like, being an adult that still wanted to be cool, and then talking to, like, all these baby boy bands, like O-Town and stuff. Oh, it was not... The 90s was not good for me.
I feel like the 90s are a lovely thing to reminisce about. I'm so nervous for fast forward 25 years from now, how we're going to look back on the 2020s.
Yeah, you'll probably still have that friend shirt.
Probably.
I still have clothes from the 90s that I wear. Working for a living, living and working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and the country kind of gets back and starts rolling again through COVID, and that means going back to work for some people. Now, some people have been able to work from home, and that's great, but then other people, you got to return to the office, and they're finding what people don't want to do now that they haven't been having to do since they've been working at home, and one of those things for women is wearing makeup. Like, women are like, why am I doing this? I'm spending, you know, an extra 30 minutes a day doing my makeup. And I know Betty Rock complains about that. Like, and she's like, you guys can just waltz in here looking all ugly. I'm like, well, that's harsh.
Ouch.
Take it back a minute. And she's like, but we have to get all done up. And so a lot of women have said, I'm going back to the office and I'm not going to get my face did again.
Well, you put a hairspray in your hair, don't you?
Oh, I do. I do my hair every day.
How long does that take?
5 minutes, maybe. Oh. Like 3 minutes. Yeah, it's not a beauty routine. It's not a regiment. I wouldn't say it's a regiment. It's just, it's a necessity. But a necessity. Here's the thing. Note to guys, if you see a woman come back to work and she's not wearing the same level of makeup that
don't
she wore before,
anything.
Don't even say like, oh, I like your natural look. I was too made up before? Like, you can't, like, that can backfire on you. Just pretend they don't even work there, like, at that point. Like, that's your easiest, safest bet at that point.
Maybe not that far.
No, but I don't know. I would just be safe. So, so for women, a lot of women, it is not wearing makeup to go back to work. But I'm curious, whether you're a man or a woman, what is that thing as you are transitioning back into going to the office? What is that thing that you just do not want to do that you used to do before? You know, I'd be curious to know where you land on this. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number you can always call to be part of the show. And we'll take your calls right now. So what's yours?
Mine is definitely makeup and hair. Ever since I had a baby, having to get up earlier and actually prep myself to be ready, I'm not a fan. And I know everyone thinks I'm homeless, but it's just not for me.
Everyone thinks you're homeless? Now, let me ask you this, because guys can try to give you a compliment and it still backfires. Do other women say anything to you, like, about coming back to work? Like, oh, girl, looks like it was a day.
Absolutely. I feel like that's a regular basis. I get, oh, was it hard to sleep last night, or was she fussy last night?
Now, if a guy said that, would you get mad?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, right. But if a lady says it, do you think she understands, or is she being catty?
It really depends on whether or not she has kids. Most of the time, I'll be honest, I just go along with it and pretend like I lacked sleep just so I have a reason to not curl my hair.
Oh, I love it, girl. Well, hey, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thank you.
We always post this stuff on our Facebook page as well, too, so you can chime in there if you follow along or if you follow us. Just search Wally Show on Facebook.
Yeah, Christina commented on this. Along with makeup, she said, dyeing my hair. I am done with trying to cover the gray hairs. I earned every one of them.
Yeah, you know, my wife has gotten, like, really, what do you call it? Insecure or just noticing like her wrinkles or whatever. And she's like, I want to do something about this. I'm like, it's just life. It's you. It's the life we've lived. I'm responsible for probably a lot of those worry wrinkles,
absolutely.
You know? And so it's just you. It's okay.
My wife says that since I started this job like 2 years ago, I have progressively more white hairs in my beard.
Oh, good for you. Good. You need that. That's stress in your life.
I know. I can also put you on that one as well.
Yep.
Sandy also commented saying that working with people who come to work with the flu or any sickness.
Oh, yes.
You just can't do that anymore.
Yeah,
though.
You can't. Like, I mean, I used to work sick all the time. I'd come, if I didn't feel good, I'd be sneezing and sick and still doing the job because I felt the job was more important. And everyone around me was like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm like, I have to be here, you know? But now, since COVID, coming in with a sniffle, people freak out. Like, go home, get out of here. So, yeah, I could see that being a thing that people don't want as they go back to the office. If you're sick, stay home, I guess.
Yeah, it's dangerous if you, because I was eating peanuts a little bit earlier, and I choked on one, and you could cough. Everyone would look at you thinking, what's he got?
I know.
Really, it's just choking on peanuts.
I have coughing fits before I go into a store now. And it's like, it's the weirdest thing. Before I go in, I like want to get them all out because I'm so afraid of coughing in a store. And because the minute someone says, I don't have COVID, you know they probably do. You know, because that's how everybody's story goes. So there you go. If you're going back to work, maybe a couple things to not look forward to. But it does feel good to get back and be around people too. I think a lot of people enjoy that part of it. That's a social part of work that we all miss.
And now for some good news.
Yeehaw! Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and the news can be a little heavy, kind of a bummer, a downer, so we do good news giddy up, a couple rapid fire good news stories designed to make you feel a little bit better. Gavin, good news giddy up, go.
Rescuers recently saved a stranded swimmer more than 2 miles off the coast of Ireland, and they only found him because there was a pod of dolphins that surrounded him in the wild. They actually think that they might have been trying to protect him, and that's amazing.
They say there's a weird connection between humans and dolphins, and that they will protect humans in the wild from sharks and things like that, that they've come to their rescue. It's really, really strange.
They say that dolphins are one of the smartest creatures on the planet. So, I mean, I'm going to get a pet dolphin. That's what I've decided from this story.
Dude, get a bigger bathtub, but yeah, then get the pet dolphin. This is kind of cool, man. You know, we want to raise our kids to have respect for, you know, our emergency heroes and for the flag and all these things. And it was really cool. There were these two young boys in Indiana that they were just riding their bikes, being kids, you know, and a funeral for a military man was happening, and the kids stopped what they were doing. They got off their bikes and they sat there as the taps played and they saluted. And no one would have known this, but this lady was kind of across the street and she captured the moment and she shared it. And kind of the reason we do good news giddy up, she shared it because she said there's a lot of negative things going on in this world. I just think the world needed to see this. Like, oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah, and those kids didn't do that for the world to see.
No, they did it because they were raised right.
Yeah.
And because there was something in them that was like, I need to respect this, and that's a win. So there you go. That's going to do it for your good news giddy up today. If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give 2 chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets 2 chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me 2 chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do, do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Betty Rock is out, so you're stuck with me filling in today on Least of These. Gavin, do you have any, like, prized possessions?
Oh, that's a great question.
Anything you like? I just love this thing.
I have, so I bring it to work every day, my
Your satchel, your man purse,
my
your
man
purse.
It's not a purse, but my wife got that from Italy,
oh,
so it's
nice.
Already really fancy. It's okay. A buffalo leather. Like, it was the one thing I asked for. She could have gotten me, like, a postcard, but no, she got me a bag.
Nice.
I love that thing.
My prized possession is the cameo that the gang got me from Big Ed from the TV show 90 Day Fiancé. If you don't know what Cameo is, it's this online service that offers customers recorded video messages from comics, reality stars, sports figures, celebrities-ish. I mean, you can get them from Gary Busey. I mean, it runs the gamut. Political personalities and American Idol William Hung is on there. The Soup Nazi. Like, so all these random collection of people. I got one for my daughter from a Broadway star that she loves.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was really cool, you know. And so Big Ed. The Big Ed is ironic because he's like 4'11", and he's just an odd character. He's responsible for one of the most awkward TV moments where he was dating this girl, and he goes in for the kiss, and she turns her head.
Oh, ouch.
And it was so I felt for him. My heart broke for him in that moment so hard. But I think that's why I love Big Ed. Get this. On Cameo, Big Ed was the most popular of 2020.
No way.
I know.
The whole year?
That's what I thought, too. And, like, he did one for Pete Davidson. I guess people bought a cameo of Big Ed for Pete Davidson from SNL.
Yo, Pete. What's up, my brother from another mother? Listen, I'm in San Diego just, like, killing it. But listen, the whole Cameo team found out that you're a fan of Big Ed, and they're a fan of you. From Big Ed, giving you some love. You're the best. God bless you, and I'll see you soon. Take care, man.
I love that, like, Big Ed is the bigger star here, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Hey, I know you're on the Big Ed train, and, like, you know you're the big star in the interaction when you're referring to yourself in third person.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Here's the, what is it called? The cameo that I got from Becky and Becca.
What's going on, Wally? Your co-workers, Betty and Becca, they miss you. You guys hang in there. I know it's tough for a lot of people. God bless you guys. Heart punch. Love yourself, love your neighbor, and let's get through this, okay?
Yeah.
See you on the show.
So it was like during COVID. I still don't know what heart punch means, but I want one.
Yeah.
Like Big Ed heart punch me all day long. I love it. So just a weird thing. You can get Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Wonderful. He charges $1,500.
Per cameo?
Per cameo.
One video?
Yeah.
The
Bachelor villain Courtney Robertson, though, you can get her for $20.
Oh, that's not bad.
I think Big Ed was $40 for me at the time.
The price probably went up, though.
He did. He went up. He was up over $100.
Good for him.
Good on him. But it is a unique, odd Christmas or like gift for anybody, like Christmas or birthday. If there's somebody they just are oddly passionate about, look on Cameo and see if they're there. You send them information of things you want them to kind of riff about, and then they'll do it. It's not a bad gift, actually.
The Big Book of Ifs.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. From time to time, we open up the Big Book of Ifs. It's a bunch of if questions that you can ponder, and I'm curious how you would answer this. If you could have one thing you own made out of pure gold,
oh my,
what would you choose? Gavin, what would that be for you?
I'm going with the exercise bike in our guest room.
Good idea.
Because that's a great excuse for why I don't ride it very often. I can't waste solid gold with my sweat and
my hard
work.
It's like a trophy at that point. It's like a piece of art that you're not working out on.
It's not lazy. Laziness isn't why I don't ride it.
I was thinking about going with my cat because she's cost me so much money lately that it'd be nice to get some of that back. But I think people would have a problem with that. So I'm going to go with my putter.
Oh,
okay.
I like that.
Because that is so money. You show up on a golf course and you pull out your putter and it's a solid gold putter. People are going to take notice.
And you're not going to break a putter because that's a soft thing. If you did your driver, I'd be scared to break that.
So, like, I did look it up. I'm like, I'm curious if they have this. You can get a plated putter for, like, anywhere from $500 to $1,500 gold plated.
It's not bad.
But Bubba Watson, who's a professional golfer, they just gave him a solid gold putter.
Really?
And now they did it as, like, an award kind of thing. But it was $30,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so there
That's
you go.
That's a car.
It's going to be a little bit expensive for me to get this, but I'll figure it out somehow.
Please do.
So how would you answer this big book of ifs question? If you could have one thing you own made out of pure gold, what would you choose? I'd love to know what you would choose. You've heard Gavin's in mine. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show. We love having you on with us. 855-33-WAY-FM, or if you don't have the letters on your phone, 855-339-2936. If you could have one thing that you own made out of solid gold, what would it be?
It would be my car.
Are you a car guy? Like, you have, like, a really dope car?
I don't really have a dope car, but I am a car guy. But the weight in gold, man, I could sell it and get a couple of really nice dope cars.
Yeah, that's very true, actually. What kind of car do you have now?
The Pontiac Grand Am.
I love the irony of, like, a really cheap car made out of gold. I think that would be kind of awesome. Because everyone would expect, oh, I've got a Lamborghini made of gold, because that's just money. But you showing up with a Grand Am made of gold, that's kind of cool. It's a little less pretentious.
Right.
Are there any drawbacks to owning a gold car, I wonder?
Well, it'd be pretty heavy, so you'd probably get horrible gas mileage.
Yeah, odds of getting carjacked go way up.
Exactly.
People, please!
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we live in a world where sometimes things you see make you just go, wait, what? People, please! And that kind of happened here. We're living in a COVID world, and it's different in every place that you go. Like, I'm traveling to California, and I have no idea what the restrictions are going to be. I tried looking things up, and it's just a gamble. And so I'm going to go there prepared for the worst.
Well, it's always changing, too. One day it's this, one day it's that.
So I'll have some masks. I'll have my vaccine card. I'll have everything with me possible.
Good call.
I'll have my ID.
Birth certificate.
Yeah. You need your birth certificate now. I don't even know. But there are a lot of places that are making people show their vaccine cards to get in now. And they have digital things you can have on your phone, or you can have your card, I guess. But there was this guy in Italy that he's gone viral because he took it to a whole new level. He got a QR code tattooed on his upper arm that shows his vaccine status. It links to his vaccine status.
What?
Yeah, and he tested it out at a McDonald's that requires proof. He had him scan it, and it worked.
McDonald's requires proof?
This was in Italy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not here. Don't worry, Gavin. Gavin's like, well, I'll never eat. No, in Italy, because Italy got wrecked.
Sure.
And then they kind of came back and then went back in the hole again. And so they are very regulated there. But it's interesting that you could draw a tattoo good enough.
That's awesome,
Linked to your status online. Now, if you're a person or you know someone who fears, like, the end times and, like, the mark of the beast and tattoos, because it's all, like, this story will blow your mind. Because I know somebody's going, I told you this was going to happen. But it does, I mean, I'm not that person, but it does give me pause
for a little bit.
A split second of Big Brother and total Orwellian type society. Yeah. It does freak me out a little bit, you know, but I'm not ready to sell everything and move to a top of a mountain yet, but it definitely makes you go, oh, I guess it is possible. So there you go. Something else to worry about now with People Please.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.